There's this thing that I read once over the past few weeks that said, you are not hard to love, you know, the person just doesn't love you. Something along those lines. That's kind of what the person was alluding to. Or let me say what the writing was, the WhatsApp status was alluding to. We don't tend to realize as people that sometimes we are hard to love, we are hard to be with, we are hard to care for. Sometimes it is hard for those who love us to even want to care about us, or sometimes it is hard for anybody to find a reason to truly care about us. And we find that hard to accept. But yet we also have quotes around the internet that talk about times when we are hard to love. So why is it very, very hard for us to accept the concept of us being difficult to love or hard to love? You know, is it because of romance or something? It can be a couple of reasons, but in today's episode, why don't we take one of the most popular quotes about when we are hard to love and the reactions people should have to that, and let's talk about it, right? Okay. Disclaimer. Everything that you're about to hear are the thoughts of one guy, Daniel Briggs Adisa, the host of the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. He is simply just a young man gifted by God with a brain and who likes to think for himself. So what you're about to hear are the opinions of Daniel and sometimes some other people. Sometimes these things are well read, sometimes these things are just pure opinion. Whichever one comes your way, enjoy it. But know that this is not a professional platform. Daniel is not a professional. So take everything he says with a grain of salt, right? And we'll all be fine. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you're listening to this. And welcome to another episode of Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. And I know it's been a while. Sincerely, I most likely wouldn't have recorded this episode, but thank God we are here. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is a podcast where I, Daniel, your host, talks about a variety of topics, giving commentary, giving opinions and a bunch of things. But also sometimes I have guests over. The topics are usually quite good, usually quite helpful from what I've heard from a couple of people, and enjoyable. So I hope you enjoy this episode, because in this episode, we are going to be talking about a very, very favorite quote. Maybe I should call it a very favorite Twitter quote. And the quote goes something along the line of, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Or some people put it as, if you don't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So, you know me, I love definitions, I love finding the origin of things and stuff like that before I go in depth into them. Sometimes I do that, sometimes I don't. But anyway, for this one, let's find out what is the origin of this quote, where did it come from, and what does it mean, or what is it supposed to mean? Do you know? Let's do that, shall we? Okay, so like I said, the quote we are talking about today is, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Or if you don't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. That kind of thing. The quote is regularly attributed to Marilyn Monroe. If you don't know who Marilyn Monroe is, well, she was an actress. That's all I know about her, sincerely. I read up on her, but I can't remember anything now. And I don't think it's actually quite important, because the truth of the matter is, the quote wasn't said by Marilyn Monroe. And here's the thing, most of us don't actually know the full quote. The full quote is, I'm selfish, impatient, and a little insecure. I make mistakes, I am out of control, and at times hard to handle. But if you can't handle me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me at my best. And like I said, this quote, or the full one, the short one, whichever version, is usually attributed to Marilyn Monroe a lot of the times. But the truth is, Marilyn Monroe never said it. We don't know who actually said it. It's just one of those internet quotes that, you know, circles around, goes viral, and everybody wears it on their t-shirts. There are so many memes of it. I mean, it's 2021. Everything is a meme in 2021. So there are so many memes. You even hear it in movies and series. I think the quote was used in Sex and the City. I can't be sure. I can't remember. I think I read an article where they said the quote was used in Sex and the City. But yeah, we don't know where the quote comes from. We don't know when the quote came from, and we don't know who the quote came from. But
generally, people take it to mean that, you know, if somebody cannot love you when you are at your worst, if somebody cannot love you when you are in a down place, in a dark place, if somebody cannot be by your side, standing by your side, supporting you when times are hard, then that person doesn't deserve you when things are going well for you, when things are at your best. They don't deserve to be associated with you. They don't deserve to, you know, love you. They don't deserve your love towards them at that point in time. That is what it generally means. Okay, so one of the things that lets you know when somebody truly loves you, or should I say a test of love that many of us are familiar with, is when we are going through difficulty. When we are going through difficulty and somebody stands by you during those moments, somebody supports you through all of those moments, we tend to cherish people like that the more. We tend to love them. We tend to see what they offer as a true representation of love. We value the connections that maintain themselves during those times. We value the love, at least most of us do. We value the love, we value the care that is shown towards us during those times, during those moments of our weaknesses, during those moments of our inadequacies. Those are what we use. I think that is the biggest test of whether somebody loves you or not that we currently have. You know, you can tell the person to take a questionnaire and anything, but the person who stands by you when you yourself could not stand up, that is the person we say truly loves us. And so, yes, I understand what the quote preaches and I kind of support it in a way, because I don't think I want people in my life who cannot stand by me when things are going hard. Let's say somebody accuses me of a crime that I did not commit. You know, I want people to stand by me. I want people who I call friends, who I cherish, who I've brought into my circle, who I keep deep in my heart. I want them to be with me through those hard times. I want them to be with me through those times of grief where I am struggling to, you know, establish my innocence and, you know, all of those kind of stuff. So yes, I support the quote. But then that isn't the only interpretation of the quote that there is. As usual, whenever something goes online and then gets into the hand of people, it always kind of gets corrupted in some way. Something always corrupts it. There is another rendition of the quote. It's not usually memed, but people actually say it to be the meaning of the quote itself. Now, what is the quote we are talking about? The quote is, "I'm selfish, impatient, and a little insecure. I make mistakes. I am out of control and at times hard to handle. But if you can't handle me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me at my best." Now, the first part of that quote can be taken to be like as if the person is saying, "Oh, I'm selfish, I want to act any way I want, this and that. If you cannot handle me when I'm rude, then you don't deserve me when I am being nice," you know, that kind of thing. That is not what it means. The first part of the quote displays insecurities, it displays weaknesses, it displays flaws in character, it displays flaws in personality, you know, that kind of thing. So the person is saying, "Yo, I have all those flaws, I have all these things, I'm going to need you to love me. There are times when these things are at their extremes and I'm going to need you to be patient with me and love me through those times, you understand? I'm going to need you to be able to be comfortable with some of my flaws, you understand? I am not a paragon of perfection. I am deeply flawed. So if you cannot love me in my deeply flawed state, then you don't deserve to be with me in those moments where I am perfectly at my best." But then, like I said before, there is another rendition of this quote, and it says, "If he doesn't like you when you are mean, he doesn't deserve you when you are nice." This quote is, frankly, it's quite dangerous, because this rendition or interpretation of the original quote makes it seem like as if there is an excuse for people to behave rudely, to behave inconsiderately, to behave like utter and total shits, and people are supposed to just deal with it. People are supposed to just accept that part of you. People are supposed to just, you know, without correcting, without being annoyed by it, people are just supposed to accept it, love you, and that's it, you know. And we kind of do in a way. We make excuses for bad behavior a lot of the times when it is obviously bad behavior. Like, this is a constant display of bad behavior. Sometimes we just say things like, you know, that's just how he is, that's how she is. And sometimes we ourselves, we say things like, I cannot change, that's just who I am. Bullshit, nonsense. You don't have an excuse to be rude, or rather, people should not have to deal with you being rude or being mean or being inconsiderate as a daily thing. Nobody should be put through that. Oh, I'm saying it again. Nobody should be put through that kind of pain, that kind of suffering, because it is suffering. How can I say I'm in love with somebody and the person treats me like as if I am garbage 24/7? Like, what is going on? I don't know, maybe you're a masochist, but me, Allah imagine, God forgive that thing. You know, the quote is not an excuse to be rude. The quote is not asking for an excuse to be mean, to be rude, to be a total piece of shit. You know, the quote is not asking for anything like that. The quote is simply asking for leniency. The quote is asking for tolerance. The quote is asking for acceptance despite flaws, despite when we are at our worst. And we do get to be our worst a couple of times. We do get to be total pieces of shit a couple of times. Sometimes we are going through difficult pain. We are going through, you know, difficulty. Let me just put it that way. We are going through a bunch of difficulties and we cannot be our usual cool-tempered, good-natured self, because the suffering and the pain and the difficulty that we're enduring seems to be a lot, and we are so occupied about what we are going through that we cannot see beyond ourselves in those moments. Those are one of the moments, or that is an example of one of the moments when we are at our worst, right? And that's perfectly okay. Everybody gets to be in those places once in a while, not by choice, because nobody wants to put themselves through hardship. But sometimes we suffer, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether it's emotionally, whether it's spiritually. Sometimes we suffer, and in those moments of suffering, sometimes we project our pains outward towards other people, and it's hard to be in a hard time. Hi, it's Daniel here. Sorry for the short interruption. I just wanted to remind you to follow and subscribe to the podcast as you're currently listening to it. If you're enjoying it, if you can give it some form of rating where you're listening to, for instance, if you're on Apple Podcast or you're in Google Podcast, please like and give it a 5-star rating. Don't forget to share with your friends. Instagram is at Volatile with Daniel. Please go and follow the podcast over there. We have some content over there too. And back to the episode. It is very difficult going through hard times. It so is. I think all of us should know that by now. So I listened to Jordan Peterson and he said something once. He said, you are enough trouble for yourself, like for your entire life. Like you are enough trouble for yourself. Talk less of somebody else not having to, quote unquote, deal with you. And I don't think we even use those words or that word, deal with us, anymore. It makes it seem like as if we are some sort of burden to be bared, jige. But the truth of the matter is, and allow me to climb the mountain before you pull me down. The truth of the matter is, sometimes we are difficult to love. It's not because inherently we are not deserving of love. I think that's what people mistake, you know, when they hear, oh, you are difficult to love. It's not because inherently we are bad people or inherently we do not deserve love. I'd say it's because we have these flaws deeply embedded within us that we sometimes cannot control ourselves or cannot frame ourselves in a sense of ease. Let me put it that way. We have terrible attitudes. We have moments where we are too stubborn for our own good. We have moments where we do not concede to the other person. We have moments where we are utterly selfish, even to those, especially to those who we say we love. We are very, very selfish, utterly inconsiderate to, you know, people all around us. And so those moments make it hard to love us. But then there's another aspect to it. Sometimes you're hard to love not because of character, but because of a situation. I watched this movie once where there was this married couple, and one of them went through an accident. And in the course of the accident, the husband became paralyzed from the waist down, and he couldn't walk, so he had to be in a wheelchair all his life. And this was like maybe early 2000s, so maybe electric wheelchairs or whatever kind of motor wheelchair that we have now was not available then. And even if it's now, Steph, I think those things are hella expensive. But anyway, he couldn't walk, so which means he couldn't move around the house anymore. He lost his job, you know, and also the trauma of just losing your legs. That's a lot to handle. That's a lot for the man himself to handle. But then he has his wife. His wife stayed with him. And you know, some people are like, yeah, she should stay with him now. They did Forever for Us and something like that. But many of us don't realize that we don't think of those kind of situations when we take our wedding vows or when we decide to commit in love to somebody. We don't think of those situations where, what if this person becomes incapable of taking care of themselves and I have to wipe their asses when they go to shit? I have to bathe for them every single day. I have to take them everywhere they want to go. We don't think of these situations. We don't think of the burden that will place on us as a person having to also deal with our own shit. Because what that also means is the person also loses a little bit of capability when it comes to taking care of you. So now not only do you have to mostly take care of yourself, but you also have to mostly take care of the person. So the kind of, support, the kind of system or structure that both of you have created in your relationship is lost, is thrown into disarray, is thrown into disorder. And so that is a very, very difficult time to be in, both for the person who lost his leg, both for the person who is going through that tough time. I don't want to just boil it down to only if you are in a wheelchair. No, it's a couple of things. It can be anything. It can be you losing your job. It can be you losing a spouse. It can be you losing a friend. It can be you losing a parent or a sibling. You know, it can be you just losing something, going through a time of grief that puts you at the bottom of the bottle, that puts you at your worst. Being in these times is very, very difficult. You are incapable of a lot. You are suffering from so much grief. Your heart is shattered in so many different places. And many people around you will not understand the pain that you are currently going through. They will not understand the grief that you hold within and that you're trying to get past or suffering. And many people react to grief in different ways. Some people, by God's grace, thank God for that, are able to get over the grief easily and have a much more positive outlook towards life. And some people just sink deep into a state of depression and negativity. And let's say they have a friend, a parent, a sibling, a lover with them during those times. And the person at the beginning of it all is there, you understand, the person is there, the person is taking care of them, the person is looking after them. But then it becomes really, really difficult, because going through difficulty for you is already difficult. Your own problems are already difficult for you to deal with. Now imagine if somebody has to now deal with your own problems for you while also taking care of themselves. Some people just don't have the strength for it. It's the truth. Some people don't have the strength for it. And so sometimes when we say this whole, if you don't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Sometimes we look at the people who are unable to love us at our worst and we demonize them. We blame them for our pain. We say things like, if only you were here, things would have been better. If only you stayed, if only you were strong enough for me. And these are all really, really good point of pain and contention to have with such a person. But I'd like to advocate for a little bit of leniency and forgiveness, just like what the quote wants to get. Sometimes people just don't have strength enough to be there for themselves and also us at the same time. Sometimes people just can't deal. It's the truth. What if your hard time comes at the exact same moment when the other person that you're looking to, your best friend, your lover, your parent, your brother, your you know, whoever that person is, what if your hard time comes at the same moment when their own hard time comes? And here's the thing about problems: when we are in great difficulty, we lose sight of everyone else around us. Most of us, when we are facing deep problems, really big problems, we are unable to maintain a sense of humanity that extends to other people. We are unable to see other people. We are unable to be considerate of other people, to think that, oh, what if I'm not the only one going through something? We are unable to support other people sometimes when we face problems that we deem too strong for us to handle. And so we look to others for support. We look to others to carry us. And then sometimes it just gets really, really hard for those other people. And during those moments of our pain, when we are currently healing and trying to overcome the pain, we don't see how difficult it might be for some people. Some of us are not so aware to be able to discern that. So I'd like to ask for a little bit of forgiveness and leniency towards those people. I'm not saying if somebody abandons you during tough time, I'm not saying it's because, oh, it was tough for the person to handle, you know. I'm saying it might have been tough for the person to handle, and they might feel guilty about it. And maybe, just maybe, you could find in your heart to also reason that maybe in that situation, if it was you, you would also be sharing the same sentiment that the person shared during that time. And then just maybe you could also extend a little bit of forgiveness to that person. Basically, that's what I'm advocating for here. Life is terrible. Life can be terrible. Life can be a lot. Life can be a lot. But sometimes we have to deal with it alone. And we fall to the world for that. And yes, we shouldn't have to deal with our struggles and pains alone. We should have a community around us. We should have a friend. We should have a lover. We should have a partner who is there, who is our ride or die. But there are times where we ride alone, brother. There are times where we ride alone. And I would just like to ask for forgiveness for those people who couldn't ride with us. Because sometimes you can't ride with other people. There are times where you haven't been able to be there for other people when you were supposed to be. And maybe you had a good reason for it. You probably had a good reason for it. I'm being optimistic here. And I'm very sure you felt guilty not being able to be there for the person. I would like to share a story. It's a very short story, don't mind me. Sometime, was it last year? No, not last year, it was this year. Last month, I think, or 2 months ago. I have a friend, you know, he was going through a difficult time, and that difficulty was showcasing itself in a bunch of ways. And he couldn't even really articulate well the kind of help that he needed. And even by works of his hand, I guess, he kept creating more problems at the time. And it was tough for me to deal with. I had a lot of stuff that I was dealing with, that I was trying to get overcome. I had a lot of things that were bearing down on me. I was feeling choked up. I was feeling a lot of inadequacy anyway. And even though I did my best to try to be there for people during that time, there were times that I would just disappear. Sometimes it's like God just loves me, and maybe my phone will go haywire, or my system will go this, or something will just happen that makes me unavailable to people sometimes. And I'm grateful for when those things happen, because I find it hard to say no to helping people many times. I'm learning now, don't worry, I'm learning, because I think it's something every one of us needs to learn, how to say no when we are overstretching ourselves. But back to the story. So on this particular day or night, I can't remember what time of the day it was, he reached out and he talked about it. And funny enough, it's something I already advised him on a little bit before, but then Papa went to go and throw himself inside the canter again. And I was like, oh God, what is this? And so even as we were talking, there was a sense of apathy and maybe building resentment in a way that while I was struggling, because when somebody comes to you with a problem that they need your help with, it is very difficult to at the same time now say, oh, I also have this problem, you know. I don't know, maybe it's difficult for everybody, but it's difficult for me. Let me represent myself here. It's difficult for me. So I listened, but even while I was listening, there was a little bit of building resentment and apathy towards his situation. And I noticed that, and I said to myself, I do not want to hate this person simply because I am going through a tough time. And it seems like they are going through a tough time and maybe they can't be there for me currently. So after the call ended and, you know, advice was given, feelings were shared, you know, solutions were provided by the name of Christ Jesus, I sent him a voice note. I think it was a 10 minutes voice note. My friends know me, I send long voice notes. I don't know how to do short voice notes, I'm sorry, because I tend to explain things and make sure people really understand what I'm saying. That's just me. I don't like repeating things too much, so I'd rather repeat them in a single form and make sure that you don't have to ask me again. So I sent him a long VN telling him how I didn't like the fact that, you know, I would have maybe giving him really good advice on something that would prevent him from entering further trouble, and then he would just ignore it and enter trouble, or that sometimes he calls me and then sometimes he says he has a problem but he already has something he wants to do in his mind, and it's almost like as if he's looking for permission from me to do it, even though it might be a bad choice, it might be a bad thing to do. Or sometimes that he just calls out of blue and I find it hard to say no because he's somebody I really care about. I find it hard to say no and be like, sorry, at this point in time, I cannot be there for you. So I was like, you know what? I would like to put a boundary here. I would like to reduce how available I am currently to helping you with your issues currently. And while I was making that VN, I felt so, so really guilty. I don't think he took it as a big deal, you know, because I almost broke down, you know, sending that VN, because that was something I've never had to do before and it was emotionally taxing for me to have to do something like that. So it was tough for me, right? And that was one of the moments of love me at my worst. I was currently at a worst and he also was currently or getting close to a worst, and we couldn't really be there for each other, and it was understandable why. We had our own things to deal with and it was tasking enough that we could not extend ourselves to other people, especially other people who had something really serious also that they were dealing with. So for a while, I really felt guilty about it and I didn't even talk to him for a while. And we didn't even talk, both of us. And I interpreted that period of silence as anger or frustration from him, even though it was something I asked for, right? But, you know, we are talking now, we talk, you know, a couple of times a week, that kind of thing. I said a couple of times a week, it's a lie. We talk like maybe once in 2 weeks because I don't talk to people that much. I work in a school. I spend 8 hours. Is it 8 hours? Yes. I spend 8 hours having to talk throughout the entire day. When I am off work, the last thing I want to do is talk to people. That's why I'm still single. Anyway. So yeah, that was it. I wasn't able to be there for this friend. And he wasn't the only one, by the way, but he was the one that was emotionally impacting for me the most. And he also wasn't there for me, but mostly because I wasn't even asking. And that's another part of it. So imagine if he went the whole route of, dude, you couldn't be there for me at my worst, you know, that kind of thing. Sometimes we don't ask people, why were you not there, right? If he asked, I'll have, you know, explained things because I was in a better, I'm in a better place sort of now. If he had asked, I would have explained to him that, yo, this is what is currently ongoing, right? This is why, this is why, this is why. And I'm very sure he would be understanding about my plight and be like, oh, okay, I see now. So sometimes we lack the ability to humanize others and see beyond ourselves in our situations and see that, oh, other people have situations and sometimes, just sometimes, maybe they cannot extend themselves to care for us during those times. So we have to solve some of our issues by ourselves, right alone. So I'm just here to ask for some forgiveness, you know, for people, not just even for them, but also for us, because many of us currently house in resentment for some people who we are even still friends with because of a particular time, a particular situation where they couldn't be there for us. We house a little bit of resentment towards our parents, towards our spouses, you know, because of a particular time of difficulty that they just couldn't be there with us and for us. You need to free yourself from that sense of resentment, my dear. It's not healthy. It's damaging your relationship. It's poisoning your perception of people. You need to let go. And to let go, you need to forgive, regardless of even if the person realized what they did. And if the person asks for forgiveness, regardless of that, you need to forgive for them and for yourself. So yeah, I guess in conclusion with the story and with this entire episode, loving people sometimes is hard because sometimes people are hard to love, either because of their character or because of their situation. Most of the time, because of their situation. Sometimes things are hard to deal with. Sometimes it's hard to ignore a comment. Sometimes it's hard to ignore a joke. Sometimes it's difficult to deal with the fact that maybe at some moment they are not being vulnerable with you and they are choosing to be vulnerable with a friend instead of you, who they took a vow to spend the rest of their life with. Or, you know, you are the best friend and yet your best friend is not telling you something. They are telling this new friend that they found. You know, sometimes we get angry at things. Yeah. Sometimes it's just hard to love people for whatsoever reason. So I think maybe a little bit of leniency and forgiveness on both sides, to both sides and for both sides should be in order. So yeah, that was the episode. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I have a couple of announcements. You know what? Let me cue the music for this one. Okay, so this would most likely... No, what is most likely? I decided here. Don't come and lie. Don't come and lie on your podcast. This is definitely the last episode I am going to be making for the year 2021. Before this episode, there was supposed to be a different episode. And I have it recorded down even currently, but I still haven't edited it. If you are following me on Instagram is at Volatile with Daniel, by the way. It's in the link in the description below. If you are following me on Instagram, you realize a couple of weeks ago, I kind of put on my stories how I recorded an episode, it got corrupted, I recorded it, but then I just got discouraged and never uploaded it. I still haven't finished editing it. Yeah, that's still the situation. Even recording this episode, is, you know, it was just a slight bout of inspiration and a sense of accountability to my listeners, those who have been listening from the beginning of this year, from the beginning of the podcast. I owe it to you guys to not just leave you dry and hanging without an explanation. I would not lie. Currently, I'm in a state where I feel like I might just stop podcasting and that's it. Like, I might just stop podcasting, finish. I do not think that is a final verdict. I love podcasting way too much to just give it up like that, but something about not being able to release that particular episode on time triggered something in me that sent me into a downward spiral of some negative emotions and negative realizations. So I am still trying to get over all of that. So I guess basically what I'm saying is the reason why this is the last episode is because, one, I wanted to leave behind something for you guys. I didn't want to just leave you guys high and dry, but also at the same time, I wanted to offer an explanation and satisfy something within me that I completed my goal for the podcast this year. Thank you so much for getting me so many listens. Thank you so much. I don't know when I'll be coming back. I plan on taking the entirety of December off, and it might be that I might just take the entirety of January 2022 off also.
So which means for a long time, the podcast is going to be dormant. So I am pleading with you, don't forget to recommend the podcast. When the podcast just pops into your memory, don't forget to put it out on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to follow on Advolata with Daniel on Instagram. I'm most likely going to be putting out posts throughout the entire period of hiatus that I am taking. So engage with this post, engage, you know, with the podcast, listen to old episodes, listen to episodes you haven't listened to already, recommend episodes you think will benefit somebody. Somebody asks you a question, you don't have to deal with it, and it's already been discussed on the podcast. You can recommend the episode to the person, you know, something to just keep the podcast alive while I, Daniel Briggs, the host, is currently trying to come alive again. I thank you so much, guys, because this podcast will be unsuccessful even for you guys. I thank you so much for constantly listening. For the new listeners, thank you so much. For the old listeners, you guys are the crop of the cream. You guys are the gold medal. You guys are the trip around the universe, the joy of the Milky Way, the music in the heart of God. Thank you so much. You guys have no idea how much you've made me happy over the year 2021. So, I guess this is Daniel Briggs Adisa, originally named Adisa Daniel Oluwaseun by his father and mother. This is him signing off, but not necessarily leaving you guys. I will be coming back. I'm saying that now as a hope, as an affirmation, as a confirmation, a conviction that I will be back by next year. I just might not be back quickly. Or who knows, I'll be back before I even know that I'll be back. So please hold down the fort while I'm gone. Thank you so much, guys, for a great 2021. Bye-bye.